G'day, AJ Mahari here. Do you feel down right now? Or do you feel like you're the only person in the world hurting as much as maybe you are right now? Are you discovering the pain and agony of realizing that somebody that you loved and cared for in any relationship type isn't actually who you thought they were? And you know, that brings up for many people, somebody could have borderline personality or narcissistic personality or other mental health challenges. And that's really painful for people finding this out, whether that's a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a husband, a wife, a parent, a friend, a coworker, a boss. So many different relationships and relational experiences to be had across a lifetime. So many individual journeys and a lot of heartbreak. And what I want you to know right now is you're not alone. And no matter how much you're hurting, there is hope. Maybe not hope for the relationship. Maybe you don't know what's going on with that. Maybe it's on again, off again. Maybe you don't know if you're going to hear from a person again. You could be in a really difficult place, and it can be so lonely. And especially if anybody that you have in your life to turn to doesn't understand, or they're going to blame you for what you're going through. And it's not your fault. But it is your responsibility to be able to know that even in the worst of the pain, you can be okay. Might not feel so okay right now, but you can be okay. There are people out here online like myself. I work with clients and I do understand. And there are other people that understand too. But when this is happening in your life, a relationship is just broken apart, just ruptured. Somebody's just ghosted or discarded you. You don't know if this is this the final time? Because maybe it's happened before. And you're like, well, okay, so maybe it hasn't been going so well, but like, I wasn't ready for this. And it's a shock. And it's a form of trauma in and of itself. And the first thing you need to know is just hang on and know you're not alone. And if you don't even have anybody in your life right now, because a lot of these relationships are isolating, everybody's in a different place in their life, age-wise, how many friends they have, what relationships are working for them or not, or whatever the case may be. So if you don't even have anybody to talk to right now about how you feel, maybe you're searching the internet. Maybe you're just looking around for something, someone to say something somewhere that you can relate to because, wow, you know, that would help. Of course. And I hope this might be helpful for that for you. And the other message I just want to give here is people have to give themselves time and just be with what is right now. In your here and now, in this moment, whether it is just feeling like way too much, you're so hurt, you can't face the hurt, maybe you feel numb, maybe you're just in disbelief, maybe you're just frantically trying to contact that person, maybe you've talked to friends and they don't understand and they can't figure out why you're so upset or why you don't just like, quote, get over it, unquote. Or why don't you just move on? Oh, everybody will have an opinion on that girlfriend or that boyfriend or whatever the case in your life because they're not involved emotionally and they don't understand what's happening. And maybe you don't even understand what's happening right now. Or maybe you really do know more about this because it's been a while since it happened in your life. But whatever the case, be gentle with yourself. Because people do blame themselves for so much. And people feel so bad. And yes, bad in the sense of being in so much pain, but then feel shame and feel bad about themselves. When people are shamed or feel shame, people then think that equals, therefore, I am bad. People, when relationships break up, rupture, suddenly just are over, no closure, no resolution, people feel like it's their fault. People feel it's a failure. And those are all sort of understandable, for sure, but black and white and judgmental against yourself. And it's very hard not to be in that place when you're hurting and you don't really understand what's going on and you need a whole lot more answers and you need to find your way. Just know that pain, as formidable and heart-wrenching as it can be, has not come to take over your life, is going to be present. It's present in your here and now. It doesn't always have to be or feel or affect or devastate you the way that it may well be doing exactly that right now. So can you just focus on your breath and take a slow breath in, letting your breath out? And every time you breathe in, just think to yourself, I'll be okay. And as you blow your breath out after holding it for about 8 seconds or so, just blow out that overwhelmed feeling of this is what happened. This is, I'm not okay. This, I can't stand this. That negativity that is going to be from what happened, from the past, worrying about the future, it's going to be all about everything but this moment right now. The moment that you're in right now that you need to deal with in terms of just being there and sustaining deep breaths through each moment that feels like it's way too much. So many people think and feel and react quite understandably to a sudden pain, a shocking trauma, a sudden realization, a relational rupture that maybe you even thought it was possible, but it's still a shock when it happens. And now you don't know what's going on. And what happens inside? People feel out of control. And that's scary because something in your world just changed like that. So if you can just be with the moment that is now, one moment at a time, that is your best way to sustain yourself, best way to just be with what is, and to know that you will, many people might listen to this and they already have, but you will find your way through these moments, unforgiving, overwhelming, moments that feel like you can't stand it, you can't possibly make it through. You will make it through one moment at a time, and accruing moments together, time will pass, and time doesn't heal it all by itself, but time will give you a chance to get your feet back under you, if even then you're very shaky still. So don't judge yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Try very hard to stay out of negative thoughts, negative narrative, and just pounding oneself as so many people do in these situations with, if only I didn't do this, if only I could have done that, if only I did the if onlys, the what ifs, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And it's really difficult not to have all that running around in your mind, maybe in really obsessive, intrusive thinking, and that's going to push your feelings around in much quicker, smaller, tighter circles of a lot of pain. Be in the one place that it feels impossible to be in right now, and that is the here and now moment. Not what just happened, not what's past, not what's going to come tomorrow or 10 or 15 minutes from now. Just one moment at a time. And when you are in a very painful place, or if you're hearing this and you're not in this painful place, I'm kind of speaking mostly about here. One moment at a time. Because there is a way through everything and anything in this life. When you give yourself the opportunity to just take it one moment at a time and know that you don't have to figure it all out and you don't need to understand it right now, you can just be with it. And in being with it, you give yourself a chance to just calm down, breathing deeply, taking slow deep breaths in, holding for about 8 seconds, letting your breath go, focusing on your breath. Describe something in the room, picture on the wall, a lamp, your TV set, or if you're looking at a computer, whatever the case may be. Just know that when you are in tortured, tormented, traumatizing, agony, pain, for whatever reason, whether it's brand new, whether it is a flashback back to this, whether it is has been going on for some time, it's the here and now moments of focus that will sustain you through the moments that accrue to minutes, to hours, and days. And it is all of this pain and all of this overwhelm right now. That's what's in your way. Obviously, it's like, what happened here? But it's also the absolute way that you need to go. But you don't need to think too far ahead. And it's best not to think about what just happened or the past right now. Give yourself the gift of just being, and yes, feeling what might be really difficult to feel, but one single solitary moment at a time, and know that you're not alone, and people in the world care. And even if it's not somebody in your life, even if maybe you don't have any friends right now, because a lot of these relationships, people find themselves in this agony after, suddenly often, they're very isolating in and of themselves. You are okay right now in spite of it all. And you will be okay. You are not alone.